Imagine hearing this at all hours of the day and night. This YouTube video shows a train passing through a typical American neighborhood with multiple road crossings. The same thing happens across from Diana Ayala's home in Commerce City.
And you have conductors lay on their horns consecutively. Okay, no break. All the way from 104th to 88th Avenue, right through our community. At 2 in the morning, your windows are open, you're startled to death.
The Federal Railroad Administration requires trains to sound their horn a minimum of 15 seconds prior to arrival at a crossing. But with multiple crossings in close succession, the horn may never stop.
Train noise sounds like a small issue, but as the residents and businesses here can attest, train noise threatens economic development, the growth of Main Street businesses, and residents' quality of life.
That's Democratic Senator Mark Udall. Under pressure from residents like Diana Ayala, he urged the Federal Railroad Administration to approve a waiver creating the so-called quiet zone. Significantly quieter, this railroad crossing uses a wayside horn system. A train never actually blows its horn in this zone. Instead, a small box mounted on double crossing gates blasts a digital train horn sound directly at cars on the street. Mike Ryder lives about half a football field away from the new crossing.
It just about blows me right out of the garage. I can't believe it. This is going to be so much better if they just honk the horn up here instead of all down there, you know. Especially at night when I'm trying to sleep, you know.
The $8 million upgrade includes new crossing gates and higher medians, preventing cars from driving around the gates, something Senator Udall says makes it as safe as a non-quiet zone crossing. Last November, federal regulators agreed to look into allowing trains going through Fort Collins to limit their horn use while not requiring substantial infrastructure improvements. A decision on that could come as early as this spring. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.